Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Berlinale. I'm in company of Sophie Grabel, protagonist of The Shift, screening here in the Berlinale series section. So a very introductory question. How did you become part of this project, and how was for you to play this character who's not really conventional at all?
You have to elaborate on that. But I will tell you that I entered the project because Lone Shafi contacted me, I think it's almost 2 years ago. And I've never worked with her before. I always wanted to. She told me that she preferred, when she writes, to write to specific actors. So I was invited on board before there was any scripts. And I was just immediately attracted, not only by the thought of working with Lone, which was always something was a dream of mine, but also by the idea. I thought the idea was fascinating for me personally. One thing is that I've played a lot of professions, but I've never played a midwife, and that whole world. I think a lot of people have the same fascination of this world because it's so hidden. It's such a significant place for all of us, because we've all been born. But it's such a when we go there, when we experience or have contact with the birth ward, it's in a very significant time of our life. And yet we don't really, or I at least, we don't really know a lot about this world. So for me, there was a personal fascination. And also I was attracted by the fact, which I thought was quite bold, the choice to have the whole series play out inside the ward. You never go outside. You don't follow the midwives, the doctors, the patients home to their private life. So everything has to be told within this frame. So that, to me, that whole idea of narrowing very dramatic events, which births can be, into this very tiny frame. To me, that was thrilling or tickling or what's the word. So that was the reason why I personally was drawn to the. But what do you mean that it's a? What did you call the character? Controversial?
Yeah, unconventional. Because a lot of times, especially in medical dramas, there are you know, there are stereotypes, and the first stereotype that we get rid of in the series is that you don't have children. Is that the typical midwife in our head? I don't know how to explain it, but we all have a special image in our head how the head midwife would be, you know? Well, because I've been experiencing the same thing.
I think it's actually, it's also something I've reflected on with a profession like this or a character like this, is that there is, like you say, this myth around the profession of midwifery, that it's almost, like you say, it's Mother Earth, or it's almost a vocation, and that's or a calling, you know, and that maybe also is connected to the fact that at least in my country, they are very poorly paid. I was quite personally shocked to find out that in Denmark, midwives are paid less than regular nurses, less than police officers, less than school teachers. So they are very, very far down. And it doesn't really... It doesn't really add up when you think of the responsibility they are given. And I think that also has to do with what you say, that whole myth of, you know, oh, it's like a vocation. And it, I actually think that line is in the series, that when Ella, who's constantly struggling for more resources to her ward, is told by her boss, well, it's a vocation, isn't it? I mean, aren't you, isn't the gratitude of the work a pay in itself? So I think you're right. There are a lot of myths about this line of work that we actually, that still reflect in the conditions that these people work under. Because like you say, it is a line of work. And actually, I've met a lot of midwives working on this series. And obviously, you can't generalize on any profession or any gender or any, you know, anything. But all the midwives I've met are extremely resourceful, powerful people. And it doesn't really add up that they are not, this line of work is not getting the respect and the attention that it deserves. So hopefully this show will focus on something that we don't really pay attention to. And also, I think that the COVID crisis has maybe made us all, in all of our countries, more aware of these people, not only midwives, but people working in the healthcare system, that at least in my country, we have not really, we've taken them for granted, and we have, we've taken the whole system for granted. And I think it's about time that at least in my country, that the story of people who are so hardworking, so dedicated, that we focus on what they actually mean to our society, and maybe even think about it reflecting in their pay. That would be great.
What was the collaboration like with Lone Scherfig?
Well, Lone was a showrunner. First, we had Sean Ballett, director, who did the first three, and then we had Ole Christian Madsen doing the next three, and then Lone came and did the last two episodes, which was really a treat to finally have her on set, because you had both the writer and the director at hand. Well, this is definitely Lone's script. I didn't, obviously, we had talks and exchanged, you know, ideas and about certain scenes. But it is very much her project, and she's a very determined, strong director. So that was the process. But we did have conversations, obviously, but it wasn't like what's the word? It's her script. It's her script, but it was great to have her on set at the end. And also, I have to say that the series was, which was probably good for the tone of it, but it was shot obviously in one studio. So I was there like every day, 12 hours a day. And we were working under extreme time pressure. So it wasn't like there was, you know, a lot of time to see. I mean, we worked hard and fast.
And we've been talking to Sophie Grabo, protagonist of The Shift, a series by Lone Scherfig, screening at Berlinale in the Berlinale series section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.